Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, everyone? Welcome to Life That Does Live. This is your boy, Teddy J. I'm in the building right now. What the heck is going on? This is part two of the My Super Sweet Second Anniversary Show. And we're going to go to a quick music break and then I'll be back. So, y'all tune in. Remember, calling number is 347-202-0389. So, here we go. We're going to the music break right back. Go.
It's XP. Can. Yeah. Sweeter than a Snicker. Sweeter than a Jolly Rancher. See a Twizzler. I got that good bar. But the mama call me mister. Tell me about your candy, girl. Cause I know that you a candy girl. Now I'm like a Skitter. Sorted like some Laffy Taffy. And I'm the Ritter. Shaking all the whatchamacallit. She know I saw it. Tell me about your candy, girl. Cause I know that you a candy girl. Now and later with the flavor. Looks so good, I just might taste the hell evasive. Like some Boston beans, you know I want a baker. Backseat, dark tin, she fresher than a York mint. I'm not with that sweet tart tin, I'm trying to go all in. Make a star burst, then it's Gucci for your purse. Dooney Dooney for your worst. Maybe newlies after church, you say you chewy in that worst. Looking juicy in that skirt, colors like fruities in that shirt. Shorty so sharp, I might get hurt. Yeah, my money greener. It's Mr. Butterfinger. More notes than a singer. I seen her and want a queen, huh? And she pressing like a steamer, so I lean in. Tell her if you a dreamer, we team up and put our teams in.
Sweeter than a Snicker. Sweeter than a Jolly Rancher. See a Twizzler. I got that good bar. But the mama call me mister. Tell me about your candy, girl. Cause I know that you a candy girl. She pouring out like some Skittles. Sorted like some Laffy Taffy. I'm the Ritter, shaking all the whatchamacallit. She know I saw it. Tell me about your candy, girl.
Okay.
candy girl. Cause I know that you a candy girl.
Oh, no, 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 no. I ain't want some music. What's up, y'all? I know I feel silly, you know, I just forgot I have myself on mute, but y'all know how that goes sometimes. Anyways, I see somebody over here. I'm going to go to the call real quick. What's up, Aaron? What's good?
Hey, what's up?
Not much, man.
Well, congratulations on your anniversary.
What's up?
Yeah, I just wanted to say congratulations on your anniversary.
Oh, thank you, man. I appreciate you, man. You're one of the people that hold me down. When I'm not here to be able to do stuff, you always hold it down for me, make sure we get stuff done. And it is what it is, man, so I appreciate you. You're a pretty big part of the show because, you know, before I did it, it was cool. I've had a co-host. I'm on the show one night, and everybody knows between the 2 years how much craziness has gone with co-hosts, but you're like the one of the most consistent you've been, and you never said, okay, I don't want to do this no more. Even when you had other stuff going on, you had deaths in the family and whatnot, and you still did it, so it's just big ups to you, man.
Well, that's the military and my background. If you make a commitment, you don't break that.
Most definitely, man. And I guess it's me being a military kid myself, I understand that a lot as well. Like you said, you pretty much, when you make a commitment to something, you make sure you stick to it.
Oh, definitely.
Oh, it was a good thing.
Just so you know, you're not the only one coming up with an anniversary, too.
Your site is turning anniversary as well?
Yes, beginning of next month.
Okay. So, this will be your first anniversary?
Yes.
Yeah, I just got to correct people, because people always want to say first year anniversary or something like that. It's like, it's redundant to say year. If anniversary means year, so I mean, whatever. I always got to correct people. But anyways, man, I wanted to... What is I going to touch up with you as far as, man, what's probably like your best moment that you had while we were on the show?
Dealing with the blackberries, the major thing is what's going on with T-Mobile and AT&T's merger.
Yeah, I know. That's been the talk all week, man. Like, I've been talking noise to all the T-Mobile people. That's with AT&T now, but it's talking noise about AT&T, so that's going to be pretty interesting.
Well, just so people that have TMO, you don't really have to worry about it at least a year. Because the reason for it is because it's going to take that long to transfer everything over.
Okay. Because I was wondering, my mom actually works with AT&T, and she's actually an executive for them. So that was interesting, and I'll find that out.
Well,
I kind
the
of
other
this
thing.
Before it was happening.
Oh, yeah. The other thing is people, they're talking about they're going to have to change their phones and all that. So people would know BlackBerry's can run on AT&T. They do not have to change their software or change phones. They are compatible with both networks.
Awesome. But see, what people are thinking about is isn't that kind of a good thing? Because now you get the ones that were exclusive on T-Mobile and then the ones that were exclusive on AT&T. Now you got a combination of them.
Yeah, true. And which I'm located here, just this past week, they upgraded the towers. I'm now getting 2G, which I wasn't getting.
Okay. Most definitely, man. Who would you say you probably like? Who was like your favorite guest that was on the show? I know the answer to this question, but I just want to see what you would probably say.
Oh God, I could be say myself, but
okay. Anyone, people besides yourself?
The girl from Jersey.
You talking about Kenny Lynn? That's what you talking about. I knew you was gonna say it was gonna be between her, and it was always gonna be between Rockmore. I'm proud of you. Who's gonna pick?
Oh yes.
Right.
I'm still trying to get him to do a intro for my my plug.
Oh, did you get a chance to talk to him?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
They haven't contacted me back. I sent some information over.
All right, so this is why this is one of the things too, man. I'm watching the phone line too for everybody else that's gonna be calling in and whatnot. One thing I want to say is about back to the co-host thing is that, you know, like I said, a lot of people have always said why didn't I have a co-host for the longest I didn't have a co-host after all the co-host drama. I didn't have a co-host because I didn't really need one.
Yeah, that's true. But now, if you were on the road like I did the last time, I was able to get in there and get activated and get up and running beforehand.
Right, and that's the thing. And see, the thing is, as I said before, this is going to be this to anyone else that does a show or whatnot too. Don't force yourself to have a call. Just let it naturally happen. Because the thing was, when you came onto the show, I forced you to be a co-host. It was always that you asked, and you were like, okay, what can I, you always, your whole thing was, you always asked, how can I help the show?
Yeah.
I think too many people are too selfish. I watch people be co-hosts and whatnot, and it's just, you know, and plus, you know, you're usually in tune when it's time to, like, I've had some people that have acted a fool when they were called. I mean, much love to them, but, man, like, it was a lot of great times, but after a while, you know, it'd be like times where they'd be like, just say off the wall, all things and things that were just out of turn, so. All right, so hold on, man.
I understand what you're saying, that you had the co-host just in the background, and they're just there to help them not take over the show.
What's up?
What's going on?
I said, what did you say again?
Oh, okay. The co-host is not the one that's going to take over the show. They're there to help the host.
Right. You always been helping me and whatnot. But, I mean, also, too, in the building, too, I got over here with me. Right now I got who I call Dove City's Angels. Because, there's a lot of things. Everything I always say always has a millions of meanings to it. Like, I don't just throw titles at people just because they sound cute and whatnot. You actually have to have meaning. And basically, the reason why I call them the angels because just like, you know, Charlie's Angels, you put a mission in front of them. You put a mission in front of Charlie's Angels, they get it done without no problems, no whining and all that stuff. You know, sometimes some craziness and whatnot, and they got their own personal stuff. That's what's going down, so. I appreciate them. I love having them. And, yeah, you know, and I just want to say a shout out to Monet, Michelle, Destiny, and Talsa. And they're over here. I'm trying to form my course through because I can't, you know, you're trying to open up a bottle of stuff. You have proper material. You're going through craziness. But, anyways. You're drinking Kool-Aid. Yes, okay.
What else
anyway,
in the Kool-Aid?
What's up?
What else is in the Kool-Aid?
Is it just good sugar, Kool-Aid, lemon? You put a little couple of lemons in there, so ice cubes, there you go.
Okay,
Kool-Aid. I'm going to see you say something real quick. All right, hold on, let me pass my stuff around.
When I was in the service, the Kool-Aid was a term, not for the physical name.
It is a Kool-Aid. Y'all go ahead. Say something. Everybody know who y'all are. So they can hear your voices.
Hello, everybody. I'm Destiny.
Hey, I'm Michelle.
Hi, I'm Tabitha.
Hey, I'm Monet.
Where the heck did this come from? I apologize, that was not, I did not have that in queue. That was not in queue. They did that all day on that. Nothing to do with me. Hey, it was on queue with that. That was on queue. I'm from. My segment's plug for today. I was having a couple of segments plugs. First off, I'm going to give an announcement for you. Y'all check out NACBVA.com. Go there and y'all can see the updated BlackBerry store. And there is stuff for iPhone and Android. Because I got three iPhone users over here. And you know how me users, you know what me and you think about those iPhone users.
Well, just so you guys know, I am in the process of redoing the whole store and getting newer prices on it. So if they don't find them now, they will be there. I just added the BlackBerry Torch Unlocked.
I have it on the site now. Okay. And I'm probably going to get one of those outer boxes for me because I was going to get one for my store, but everybody out there knows the whole story behind my store. I didn't want to talk about it. But anyways, just going to go to other announcements. If you are in Denton, or, you know, forget it, if you're in Dallas for a work period, because it's not that far. I know that everyone has missed that Denton is so far out of reach, out of pocket. Yeah, you know, that's what I'm saying. Thank you. If you come out tonight, it is at Club Rio in Denton, Texas. I got my boy Rob Frank performing. And be there. Though you just say, pull out the bird, pull out the bird. Yeah, that's, I play it. After this show's over, it should be over in about the next 11 minutes. I'll be over at my actual radio station doing it live, so I won't be on Blog Talk for the next whatever. I'll be on over there for a little bit, and y'all get to hear the songs over there, so most definitely. But I didn't want to play too much music because, you know, it's a short show and whatnot. But I was going to say shout out to Blog Talk. I just realized they had me on the front page. I did not know that. I thought they forgot about me, didn't care about me no more. But shout out to that, man. I'm going to start trying, because I know yesterday, I shot a lot of people yesterday, but I still didn't shout out some people, and I feel kind of bad I didn't. I'm going to definitely shout out the Trilateral Commission. That consists of my show, Goofy Bones, Worldwide, 186.2 Juice Worldwide Radio Show, and then Wrecking the Game Radio with DJ Smell So Good. So shout out to all of them. And they're some of the people who were the first shows I ever listened to, probably the start of my show. So just big ups to them. Big ups to Sweet D Love and Just Last Night. So those are three people who, when I first started as well, like I used to go by their shows and they'd just be crazy because, you know, they were, back then, you know, they every now and then they bring it back still, but back then that's when you used to have the sex one-on-one classes and it used to be wild. and TV's a college with some crazy questions. And then, you know, they gave my nickname 009.5. I still know, everybody's still trying to figure out what that means. I'm still testing that through myself. But, because they kept saying it is a lot of different meanings than that. I'm still wondering what the other meaning is or whatever. I just want to say just big up to them. And just continue to do what y'all do. Everyone that's just held me down. All the other hosts, though, big ups to you as well. Even the ones that I have had supposed beef with. I keep it real and say what's on my mind. Like hosts like Shout and Sound Off Now. I'm going ahead and say this right now on this show live. I mean, we don't necessarily agree with each other, and you know, me and you really not too much on good terms. I still have the most love for you, and just continue to do what you do, man. That's how I feel about it and whatnot. And there's been other shows that have had beef with me in these 2 years. You know, everybody knows the whole thing with what is that group name? Miss TV and all them. And Lisa, I believe, have roasting. You know, they decided to make fake Facebook pages of me, fake Yahoo pages, and we had to go through all that crap for the longest. But, you know, like I said, when you decide to be the bigger man of some people, we'll have to just listen to it and follow to it. So that's what it is. Oh, man. Anyways, let's see. We got 8 minutes left. I'm going to go ahead and say another plug so Scott won't kill me. I'll go ahead and shout out Scott from Def Jam, from Def Jam, and just big ups to him. Last week they launched the first volume of Global Tech Mixtape Series. And they got some of my peoples on there. My girl Kenny Lynn, which of course my boy Aaron loves him. I love a whole lot. JT, Young Dougie, Tristan Not By Nature, Gucci Mane, Jada Kid, Style P. A whole lot of people, and just copy names. Go check it out. It's on iTunes. Look for it there. And I just got a chance. You know, I'm just glad to be working with them. And a lot of people for the record. Yes, I don't work for Island Def Jam directly, but I do work with them. So just kind of put that out there, just because I know a lot of people have been hating this and I don't believe it. So like I said before, the trails around, you can find out yourself if you believe it or not. It is what it is. All right, so we're going to go ahead and do now. We're going to go to a close. And, Aaron, you got any last minute things you want to say?
Yes. Just to remember, you guys, like we always say, back up your cell phones. Make sure you keep everything backed up. And also, I am, as soon as I can, I will be adding the iPhone, the Android, and don't forget, less than a month is the playbook.
Yeah, the iPad 2 came out. You know, I can't remember the playbook to come out because I've seen the iPad 2 business. And
if anyone wants to put their pictures with them having their playbook, send them my way to tips@nhcbba.com, and I will post them. And if they want to give any comments or what they think of their new BlackBerry, send it my way, and I will post all under playbook reviews.
All right. Yeah, I'm gonna give another shout out because she hit me up, right before the show. Shout out to my girl, Tasha. She's one of another loyal listeners. Shout out to her as well. So just big ups to you. Shout out, you know, she represents the West Coast, so shout out to the West Coast. And like I said, a lot of people just show me love constantly, man. We're gonna continue. We're gonna make sure we go to for a whole other strong year. And many more years to come. So, and
well, congratulations again.
Thank you, man. And y'all want to see? I can check out the cake we actually made last year. That was crazy. I was not doing that again. because I ended up having ways. I had more cake than people, and everybody didn't eat the cake like I thought they were going to do. So I'm not doing that again. That was a hot mess, and then I ended up eating it myself. No, no, no. But anyways, as I said before, man, just big ups to you, man. Continue doing what you're doing, man. And we got 4 minutes left of the show. Go ahead and close it off. Y'all know how in every show, make sure y'all check out Dustspot at dustgals.neem.com. That's where you can get some of my stuff about hot mess, about me talking noise about people, about the music, about just life, if they're doing something that's not right. Or you can check out other artists and models and all that stuff as well. Just go there, dustgals.neem.com. It will be changing to dustspot.com within the next month, so y'all be on the lookout for that. Also, you go there too, you can listen to Life at Dust Radio 24/7. And then also for here too, y'all can listen to all the past shows. Go check them out. We had Kale from All That. We've had Bonnie Corner on here. We've had Nick Hogan, son of Hulk Hogan, in the building. So a lot of great people. I know I'm going to forget, so they're going to kill me. Also, you know, just like I said, there's a lot of people that show love throughout the years. Oh, Wu-Tang Clan. That's a whole lot of people, man. Continue to show love, and I look forward to the guests that's up to come. So just big up to that, and I want to leave you out this, that everything you do, no matter what you do, no matter how you do it, remember where there's a J or there's a U, the God, there is a way. Y'all have tuned to another episode of My Fat Dust Live. Your boy, Sadie J, I'm out. And you can check out, you go to the Dust Spot, and you actually listen to the actual radio station. So go over there. We'll do a quick mix over there and then be out. We'll see y'all. Peace.